Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Yahoo's defaulting to half-point PPR.
Right!
How crazy is that?
That's awesome!
But I mean, like,
Love it!
Good for Yahoo, man. So there were two things they did. They now the default game is going to be a 0.5 PPR format, and it's going to have a flex spot. This is kind of cool, and I think it's a bit of a game changer. Props to Yahoo. Hi, Chakey.
It's great.
I would love to see them do this and get rid of the kicker like DraftKings did and kind of have the whole thing out there on a major network site to have that out. But hey, half-point PPR is the right step.
Love it.
I still like kickers, man. I know Jake hates them.
Weekdays, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Yeah! Hello, everybody! Welcome to FST. Donna DeFino. That's all. Over there is Greg Sussman, who's aged a bit since we saw him last. And in the corner, Mr. Matty Medica.
It is Thursday. It is draft day, representing the team. Also, it's going to be a fantastic show. I am fueled by Dragonfire.
is that actual Dragonfire, or is that the motorized Dragonfire that Elon Musk is making?
No, it's actual.
It's the Kanye Dragonfire?
Yeah, the Kanye.
And joining us, as I think almost always, the Beast, Jake Seeley. What's up, Jakey?
So, are we not having Greg today?
Greg's here, man. What are you talking about?
No, seriously, because I was about to send like a multifaceted text. So
Greg is currently MIA. He went to get lunch with a friend, and it's just taking a little while longer than I think he thought.
That's what happens when you have a soup and salad every day for lunch.
You know what we did with this thing? For those of you listening, I'm sorry. Well, I'm stuck. We hooked it up. There's fishing wire in it. I'm breaking things.
Yeah, stuff's good.
Sounds like it.
Someone messed with it. They haven't used it in a while. But this is what we use for the Jeff the Skeleton commercial.
Right.
Anyway, you could pull the jaw down if I was in the right place. I don't want to break anything.
We could do perverted things with it as well.
For those of you listening, Jeff the Skeleton is sitting in Greg's seat.
Also, being, I have no idea what's happening.
Hold on, let me show you what's being blocked by. But hold on. First of all, Jake, I want you to plug what you're doing tonight before we forget, because Jake's going to be all over. I know you did a little bit yesterday in case people are just tuning in right now for the first time. Let them know, Jake, what the Beast is up to tonight for the NFL draft.
The same thing I've been doing for basically almost my entire career, Roto Experts, live pick-by-pick analysis of the fantasy impact of the skill position players. So anytime, basically I'm going to be busy as hell for the first five picks, and every other skill position after that, you'll get the immediate breakdown of what you expect.
It sounds to me like you could actually do a lot of prep work ahead of time.
No, you really
and then just fill in some blanks?
No.
I got a question for Jake. Did Ronald Acuna just upstage the NFL draft?
No, he did not. But he did homer. And
that's what I'm saying.
The Braves fan actually caught it.
I watched it a few times. Frank was playing it downstairs. At first, I'm like, that follow-through is just like Vlad Guerrero. Like, he doesn't look like Vlad Guerrero, but the way he like violently swings through and follows through, I thought was Vlad Guerrero-esque. And then I watched it again. I'm like, that was actually kind of Mo Vaughn. Like, he held it up there for a little while.
I'm just so glad the Braves gave him that like extra 10 days because he wasn't ready 10 days ago.
You know what, Matt? Maybe he wasn't. They let him get hot down there.
I see him play in the fall, Arizona fall. He was bored there and he was killing it. And
well, whatever. They're avoiding a lawsuit by not doing it on that exact day.
That's what
it makes up for disappointing Boyd Day.
Jake, we don't speak of that.
Yes, we don't speak of that.
That's disappointing, please. Guy pitched in the major leagues. How is that disappointing? Let's move on.
He's a fine American and a patriot.
We have a very interesting and fun show for everyone today. We're getting into two-star pitchers for next week. We're twisting this into next week in fantasy for everybody. Because tomorrow we're going to have a box break here. We're opening up some Bowman cards. Going for the Ohtani.
Yeah, I'll probably be following Greg around town.
You don't want to be here for the box breaks? Man, you love baseball.
I'm going to be here for the box break.
All right.
But I'm saying after the show. He was mentioning it's like $50,000 that one Ohtani.
Oh, yeah, that Ohtani card is worth a lot. No one knows this Bowman one, I don't think. I think the box just came out yesterday. So I don't think anyone has like put a value on it yet. Anyway, that'll be fun tomorrow. But today, two-star pitchers for next week. There's a lot of them. A lot of studs going for two stars next week. But there's some interesting interesting pitchers I think we can get into. We're going to be joined by Virginia Zakas. We're going to be talking a little inside injuries with her, and there's a lot that's happened. Your team has been crushed by injuries.
Yeah, no, in one day, the team I co-manage with Chris Vaccaro, NFFC Hall of Famer.
Can you do a Vaccaro impression? Are you good at it?
I can't do it, but it's just being angry. Like, he's one person you love when he's the angrier the Vaccaro.
Oh, it's the best. It's like Jake. It's like getting Jake angry is fun, but like, at least, like, because he'll fly, he's the beast, and he will yell and then like shut down his Skype. Getting Chris Vaccaro angry is almost like Eeyore, you know, like he just gets mad at himself too at the same time for getting mad at you.
We lost Tim Beckham, who was very disappointing to begin with anyway. But Eric Thames was playing very well, crushing it. Adrian Beltre, but look, the guy's 39. This was something of a risk that he would get injured. So with Beltre, hopefully it's probably going to be a month there, but the other guys look like 2 months. We'll find out more.
Breaking news from inside Studio 34, live from New York City. Go ahead, Greg, do it. Do it. Greg, he's here. Greg, he's here. Greg rocking some pastel colors today for his lunch. Anyway, so we're going to talk injuries of Virginia Zakas, and then I got some news and notes, and then I think we're going to make a case for picking up Matt Harvey. Jake requested that one special.
I thought that was Chris Vaccaro who actually requested that because he did not want to cut him.
Dude, I think there's some good in Matt Harvey, and we'll get into that later in the show.
There's some good and bad in all of us.
Look, Matt Harvey's miles per hour up 2 in his relief appearance. I think he gets back up to that 94-95, and then Matt Harvey of old is better. But we'll get into that a little later.
I don't want to talk about it because I ain't got no effing thing to say.
What does that mean, Jake?
Oh, that's what Harvey said when they wanted to ask him about being in the bullpen.
When we talk about Harvey, I think Jake should put his mask on. The Batman mask behind him. Greg, how you doing?
I'm doing well, man. How are you?
How was lunch?
Lunch was tasty. It's Chipotle.
That took Chipotle?
Yeah.
We're just assuming that the waiter didn't bring you your check or anything.
I was at Chipotle.
The one down the street?
Yeah.
Did you invite Michael Florio? I noticed Michael gets left out of a lot of
He's not here.
Yeah, Florio.
Well, he was invited last night. He chose not to come.
No, Florio's working tonight, too, so he's coming in later today.
Oh, yeah. Jake knows.
Anyway, so I went to Chipotle. It was my buddy's birthday tonight. I'm sorry. It was last night. And I haven't had a chance to. I talked to him yesterday. He's doing something tonight. I can't make it. So I was like, hey, let's just go get lunch. And wherever you want to go, I was like, let's go to Chipotle. I was like, all right, man, let's go to Chipotle.
What's this?
So I heard all about he's changing careers. So, you know, he likes to talk. So he's talking to me about it. I was like, I have to be back at 1. And I left in plenty of time. I'm standing outside and he's, you know, still going. I'm like, I got a show. It literally starts right now.
We're fine without you, Greg. We had the skeleton. Yeah,
that's fine.
Don't worry. Greg, as I mentioned on the opening, I am fueled with dragon fire today. So I knew you'd appreciate that. You weren't
no idea what the hell you're talking.
Jake, it's something Kanye West said about Donald Trump. And since we have both ends of the political
spectrum,
I was
waiting for that one for Matt.
Okay, on to fantasy baseball news and notes. One quick question for Greg, though. In the YouTube chat room, they're asking if that friend was invited to your birthday party that none of your coworkers
were. He was there.
Right, how about that?
He was there.
I have a request about birthday parties.
Yeah.
I will be unable to attend Nando's.
It's not a birthday party.
It's not a birthday party.
Whatever. Nando's not birthday party that I want to go, but I have a communion to go to. But on Cinco de Mayo, there is the Jonas Cespedes Gnome giveaway day.
I don't know, man. It can't be as good as the Jacob DeGnome giveaway that they had.
It was pretty good. They did a whole Jabu thing from Major League. There's an ad on Twitter.
Really?
The Mets. It was pretty cool.
Maybe we'll consider that. Okay, on to news and notes. Tim Beckham, you mentioned earlier, is probably going to need core surgery. He went from, like, parentheses groin to, you know, core surgery, which is 2 months, basically. RotoWire is talking up Danny Valencia and Jace Peterson. And Jace Peterson has long been a very deep league Nando favorite. I don't know. Are we going to talk about Danny Valencia?
I'd rather have Danny Valencia.
Like a normal person, yeah. Go ahead. That's power, but no average, right?
Well, it depends. I mean, he is, if used correctly,
yeah.
He's an asset when used correctly.
Used correctly. is he liquid plumber? Like, this should only be used for... Jake, you wanted to talk about Jace Peterson today. You sent me an email before the show. Do you want to? You can have 10 minutes on him right now. Go ahead.
Nope.
Come on, Jakey.
No, I don't care about anybody replacing. And there's nothing I care about on this team. I have nothing to say.
Jace Peterson, former two-time Yankee this season already.
Yeah, Jace Peterson has bounced around a lot.
He's literally on the Yankees, cup of the Yankees, back of the Yankees, cup of the Yankees. Now he's on the Orioles.
We've seen people meet success with that, though, before.
Steve Pierce comes to mind.
You're not finding anything. There's your answer. You're nothing the team does is going to help you in fantasy.
You're talking about Baltimore?
Yeah.
Well, wait. You mean in replacing Tim Beckham or nothing they do in general?
Replacing Tim Beckham. Actually, in general, the only person that really helps you is Mancini and Machado. Everybody else is worthless.
Yeah, this is like 15 teams and AL only. But Valencia, if he did play every day, is relevant in a 15-teamer.
Jace Peterson has speed. That's all. I'll leave it at that. If you're looking for speed and you're desperate for speed.
And an AL only.
You know, tell you what.
I got to agree with you.
If Jace Peterson, Barrett, give me this. Keep an eye on Jace Peterson. If he plays, this could be a Buck Showalter project of a guy who a lot of people maybe have never heard of. Buck Showalter's famous for putting these guys in the lineup, keeping them in there.
Insinuating he's a possible Whit Merrifield of 2018?
Yeah, you could say that. I was thinking of who was the guy last year, the outfielder? Joey Ricard. Who bucked like Buck Show?
Exactly.
Oh, Jerry Carr, why not?
Totally.
All right, so when Jace Peterson does nothing, you fly me up there for your birthday party.
First of all, it's not a birthday party, so that scenario will never happen.
Get together.
Yeah. It's just going to a bar for drinks, and if people want to show up, they can show up.
No, because you always tell us, like, all right, when this happens, you're going to have to do this. We have to do something for you putting all these outrageous nonsense claims on these guys.
I don't think they're outrageous or nonsense. That's really jig. I mean, Matt Boyd's got a sub 3 ERA on the season.
He didn't pitch great last.
We already went through that.
I missed that one.
Yeah, you missed that part.
We don't speak ill of Matt Boyd.
By the way, we got these awesome Daily Roto t-shirts now. Well, actually, this one's just like a whatever Daily Roto t-shirt. There's one that has like a goat on it, which looks kind of cool.
I'm an extra large.
And these are soft. Do you want this one? This feels...
Extra large?
It's double XL, actually. But I think they run small because they're like their next level.
If I keep eating the way I've been eating, that might fit.
All right. We'll get to that in a little while. Anyway, if you're watching or listening, I don't know how you can get one, but maybe if you like tweet at Greg.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Tweet at me and make sure none of them brings it to the post office for you.
By the way, Jace Peterson plays for the Baltimore Orioles. Yeah. Parent team of the Delmarva Shorebirds. Jake's going there, I believe it's next week, next Friday.
The meet and greet with Jake Seeley?
Jake Seeley night, the Beast Night. At Delmarva Park. Okay, Jake, I want to go to you. A.J. Minter got a save last night. Brian Snitker, we're going to be flexible with the ninth inning now. A.J. Minter is nasty. 26 strikeouts in 15 innings last year. Not happening this year, but, 11 and 12 and a third is still close enough. In the minors, the K per nine was hovering like 11, 15. If you don't own A.J. Minter, should you run out and grab him? B, if you own Rodis Vizcaino, are you shaking in your boots right now?
Yes and yes. Look, we talked about it earlier in the week. I said I expect the Braves to move on from Vizcaino at this point. It's like when the trade deadline's here, this team's looking for the future. I know Vizcaino is still young, but he's coming up on his contract, which is probably why they're going to be like, you know what? We can find better. We can get a reliever in the middle of the innings, and then Minter will be our closer. So that's why. Like, I have Vizcaino in one league, and it was partly expecting that I might not have him for the entire season. Now, Vizcaino could be the closer for 90% of the saves for the entire year, and everything could work out fine. But you have to be concerned just because Minter is their closer of the future.
Wasn't the idea like, okay, Vizcaino will be their closer until July, and then he'll be traded? It wasn't like he's going to lose his job to Minter, right?
Well, I mean, Minter was somebody you had to be concerned about, but I thought Vizcaino would be the closer, or at least get all the saves up until the trade deadline.
Right.
If he was to get moved, I think he's pretty good. Honestly, I don't see why they're doing this right now. Isn't this going to like kind of affect his trade value if he's not just going to be the closer? It's not like with Brad Ziegler, which nobody cares about.
Right.
But this is a guy that I think he has more trade value as a closer, no matter if the other team's going to use him as a setup guy. That said, I do own him in a couple of spots. One spot, I do have Minter on the bench. That's with Vaccaro. Another spot, I don't own him, and I have Minter on the bench with Andy Sexton. So it's kind of like I'm happy and eh.
It's tough when you have that many teams, huh?
Yeah.
Greg, let me go to you.
Yep.
The other day we talked about Hunter Strickland, Keone Keela. Rank these players for me because everyone else is on Strickland except for me. I was a Keela guy.
Correct.
So I'm going to put Keela in this group even though he might not be.
Leave them both out.
Keela, Vizcaino, Britton, Rodney. Rank them.
Ooh. Keela's one.
All right.
So I was gonna, let's take you.
Oh, that's nice. That's good to hear.
I think that's the key out of that because I don't think it belongs there.
All right, Vizcaino, Zach Britton, Fernando Rodney.
That's really interesting.
Sorry, I might have misread the room on you guys hating on Keeler.
Whoever likes Keeler.
That's why I punch.
So for me,
that wasn't a baseball reference. Did you make that up?
Yeah, I made it up.
All right, cool. Greggy, sorry.
So for me, maybe I'm being stupid with this AJ Minter thing. Like, I know he got the save last night, and he's could be in line for more chances in the ninth inning, but I don't think Aroldis Vizcaino just loses his jaw like that. Like, I don't think he's been that bad enough for that to happen. And as Matt just pointed out, there's more trade value there if you're the closer.
I don't think the Braves are that bad, though.
No, I agree.
A team that could possibly, you know, do it like the Brewers did last year, become a year ahead. Now they got a Cooner up. They got a bunch of young, exciting arms. We talked about that on Friday.
Braves are
Soroka, Gahara. They got Freed. I mean, there's a ton of guys here. One or two of these guys pop.
Jakey, king of all rankings, give us Vizcaino, Britton, Rodney, please.
Vizcaino, Rodney, Britton.
Is that because you don't feel like Britton's going to be coming back anytime soon, or you don't think he's going to be effective when he comes back?
We don't know. That's the thing. So we can estimate the date for what they have for the surgery and the situation from coming back, and if he's on track, we should get him back within the next month or two. And if he has a setback, those things can sometimes be a weeks with pitchers and not just like the next day. So is he 2 months away? Is he, who knows? And then on top of that, does he get the job when he comes back? Probably not. You still have Brock there. He'll work his way back into it. And then what if he's ineffective? So there's just so many questions that we don't even see him at this point. I mean, look at Holland. I mean, Holland had a terrible second half. Not that Britton was poor, but Holland had a terrible second half. Everybody kept saying he just needed the spring training, his version of it, and he still hasn't gotten things to.
Good point.
Yeah, I'll give a shout out to EY, and I'll agree with Jake about Britton being third. He's not a baseball player right now.
Yeah, so I made that trade yesterday on the air for Justin Turner, and one of the reasons I was nervous about it, that wasn't because of Turner's ability, obviously. It's because he's barely hitting. Like, he's taking dry swings, he's hitting off a tee, and wrist injuries are very scary to come by. I mean, you look at Zach Britton, who obviously is rushing back because of a freak accident. It wasn't like he hurt himself on the mound.
That was Achilles.
Or hitting. It was Achilles, like missing a step, something stupid like that. And when you do that, you push yourself. And the fact is, these guys are right. EY's right. You're not a baseball player. Like, Andrew Luck's not a football player. And it's true. Until we see him doing his thing repeatedly, I can't trust him. I have no idea when he'll be back, and I have no idea how good he'll be when he gets back. So I totally agree with Jake. It's Vizcaino, Rodney, and then Zach Britton for me.
During the break, I need you and Jake to explain to me Eric Young and his status in wrestling right now.
Sure.
He's in WWE, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome, dude.
Smackdown.
Good for him, man. He's a great guy. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. Virginia Zakas from Inside Injuries is going to join us, and we'll get into two star pitchers. Stay tuned.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
It's Carton and Friends!
This dude named Rosenberg, I mean, you talk about no talent hack who can't carry his own show. You wait for me to talk so you have something to say. Hey, shut up. You talk what I tell you to talk. Even when you talk, nobody hears you anyway. You can't host your own show because you suck. You're the third wheel in an average-rated show in New York City. ESPN celebrates getting a four share and beating CMB. My kids could beat CMB and you because you're my b***h.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
Join the family at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your nearest Modell's and sign up for our MVP Rewards Program to receive insider deals all year round. Earn points on every purchase when you use your MVP card to earn Modell's cash back. It's our way of thanking you for being a loyal customer. Upon signing up, receive 10% off your purchase and 15% off your next purchase. It's that simple. Plus, new MVPs this month are eligible to win a $500 Modell's gift card. When you gotta play more and pay less, you gotta go to Mo's.
We're talking trash.
The sweet, sweet trash.
Whenever I look at James Harden, I don't understand how his beard doesn't get in the way. It would seem it would get in the way if I had a beard like that. But I've tried to grow a beard, and it's gotten in the way of my everyday life things. Even like just eating, trying to play basketball at the highest level, I would think it would be a nuisance.
They get experience with it, Mike. They don't quit on it.
I'm sure when Harden's eating his breakfast, his cereal in the morning, whether it's Fruit Loops or a little Raisin Bran, he's getting milk in his beard.
Listen live on the FNTSY Radio Network and on popular podcast providers.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-292-8137 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-292-8137 for your free author submission kit. Again, that's 800-292-8137.
Welcome back, everybody. It's FST with Greg Sussman, his pastel shirt, Matty Modica, the high-stakesiest of high-stakes players, and Jake the Beast Seeley. Now it's time to talk some injuries. The theme of today's show, kind of, is looking forward to next week and coming up, and there's no one better to help us with that than Virginia Zakas from Inside Injuries. Hello, Virginia.
Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. You're right.
That's right. Well, we had some trouble with that yesterday because the West Coast, but good afternoon to you, too. Virginia, we got a list of players we want to talk to you about. Starting with Adrian Beltre, who's, it's kind of like, you know, we've done this for a couple years with Inside Injuries, but dating back like 10 years, it's Adrian. Of course, Adrian Beltre is going to be on this list at some point. Can you give us a timetable on his return? And then just kind of, I'm assuming he had to be high risk because of his injury history, right?
Yep, he was already high risk. Before the season started, we had him as one of our high-risk, high-reward players. When he's healthy, he's great, but he's often hurt. He missed 68 games last year. Missed a lot of time with the same injury, a left hamstring strain. Normally, it would take 2 weeks to heal, but because of his history of lower body injury, he's probably going to need 3 to 4 weeks to get back to strength.
It's not so bad if you're a Jerkson Profar owner. Greg, I mean, okay.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of to be expected, though.
Right. This is what we do.
It's a bummer, but
you inherit that when you get Adrian Beltre.
We talked about this yesterday, unrelated to Adrian Beltre here, Virginia, and that was Eric Thames, how good he normally is in the month of April, and now he's had this torn UCL in his thumb, which doesn't sound great. I think it's like a 2-month injury from what I've read. Virginia's much smarter at that than me, but it's brutal to have a thumb injury and that significant of a thumb injury at this point. How bad is it, Virginia? And when he comes back, will he be at full strength?
Yeah, this is a really tough injury for a power hitter. He has a torn UCL in his left thumb, probably going to need surgery. Typically, the recovery time is around a couple months. We're showing he's going to need 7 weeks to heal, and then once that happens, really pick up his activity level on the rehab assignment. But it's going to be a length of absence, and this is definitely the kind of injury that's going to affect power at the point, even when he does.
That's the only reason you have Thames. Yeah, his power.
That's absolutely brutal. You're looking at 2 months here, like I said. And I'm
2 months till he's healed.
Right, right.
And then rehab.
I know.
Yeah, I don't think Vaccaro's going to want to cut him, but I think, you know, 2 months, how do we hold this?
Are you guys?
When he comes back in July, you're like, I got a 40 home run hitter.
Are you guys surprised that, so he tore his UCL in his thumb. Why don't we have a name for that surgery? I mean, you tear a UCL in your elbow, it's Tommy John. Why don't we have a UCL
thumb? Who's the famous doctor? Is it Dr. A, maybe? Maybe that's something Dr. A does.
Well, Tommy John's Dr. A surgery?
I mean, what, maybe this should be the Eric Thames surgery. Maybe that's what it should be.
I don't think it happens. Virginia, this doesn't happen very frequently, right? Like, is this a less common thumb injury?
It happened to a few players last year. We always hear of a couple guys that have it, but it's not nearly as common as Tommy John surgery. And it's not like a tear injury like Tommy John surgery is.
Is this the same injury that Mike Trout suffered? Because he slid into the base, same thing.
Oh, that's right.
And he was out for, what, like 6 weeks?
Yeah, we traded for him.
That's right, we did, and it worked out.
Yeah, it did.
To a degree.
We didn't win anything.
All right, enough about thumbs.
Well, I'm going to go to pitchers and somebody that I recently purchased this weekend in Fab who's coming back, making his way back, Dan Straley. Do we have injury optimism on the horizon?
Yeah, things are looking pretty good for Dan Straley. We actually showed that he hit his healthy to return date on April 17th. He's still an elevated injury risk because any arm injury to a pitcher is going to be a concern for at least a few more weeks. But his health performance back has improved. He should be good to go.
That's encouraging.
I was reading an update on it before we started the show, and it went from he may need two more rehab starts to maybe we'll activate him. He's going to throw.
Look, it's a 15-teamer. It's the Marlins. You really don't. But this is a guy that, if everything's good, should be thrown out there every fifth day. Most likely get traded, you know.
By the way, we're talking with Virginia Zakas from Inside Injuries. Make sure you check out the Inside Injuries app. Go to insideinjuries.com. It really is unparalleled, awesome stuff that's very unique in the fantasy space. Because not only do they tell you, you know, time it's going to take for someone to come back, when they do come back, what kind of injury risk profile they have. There are all kinds of numbers and fun stuff. Here's the important part. These are real doctors. Like a lot of the injury analysis we see out there, and through, I'm not disparaging them, but they're not doctors who have actually done the operations and been inside people's knees. A lot of this information has come from real doctors. On that note, I would like to continue with the pitchers. Virginia, Nady Eovaldi, I think people are kind of anticipating him coming back because of all the crazy injuries the Rays have had. It's riding like a savior. Soon, right? I mean, are we looking at it's something in the next month for Nady Eovaldi coming back and pitching and being effective?
Yeah, we're showing he's about 3 to 4 weeks away from being ready to return. He threw a 25-pitch bullpen session on Tuesday, so he's making progress. His latest surgery, which was a loose body removal, not really much of a concern, but the two John surgeries are a major concern still. Even though he had plenty of time to recover from them, his UCL, just because of the nature of the surgeries, is weaker, could have scars that there's really a elbow problem he could end up facing even when he is cleared to return to the rotation.
All right. Hey, Virginia, we're talking about Virginia Zakas, by the way, Inside Injuries, who has been here because Dr. A is always too busy for us. Have you noticed this?
I think this is better.
All right, it's better.
Dr. A is elitist. Virginia's one of us.
Is this it? So we're ditching Dr. A. I want to make that very clear.
Virginia, we don't want Dr. A back.
He promised he'd be back next week.
I don't want him. I don't want him.
Actually, he's recovering from surgery. Isn't that like actually?
In a meeting.
Whatever.
I don't want him.
Access denied.
Virginia's part of the show now. Dr. A can do the other shows.
Agreed. We want Virginia permanently.
Yeah.
I completely agree with you. And with that,
you could say we're moving from A to Z.
I just want to
confirm that I got the right list because I don't see Brandon Finnegan's name on here.
Brandon Finnegan's healthy.
So I didn't have to put Brandon Finnegan on here. Virginia knows that we're always going to ask about Brandon Finnegan. He wasn't on the list last week, and I asked about him anyway, and she gave us a great update on that. You weren't here for that one, though.
Well, he's back now, so
probably had a meeting.
Virginia, you're free from Brandon Finnegan.
I'm ready for it. Change your mind.
See?
All right, well, you know, go ahead. Greg brought him up this time. So
I did not.
Please give us something on Brandon Finnegan that's good.
He's looking about the same as last week.
Thanks for that update.
That was awesome. So Virginia, I was at the Yankee game last night, and Tyler Austin now has his average all the way up past 300. He's got like 6 home runs. He's been fantastic. And when I was in the bathroom over the speaker, you heard John Sterling trying to tell us, well, Greg Bird gets back here. What are you going to do? And he was doing the whole pomp and circumstance thing. And it had me thinking that I wanted to ask you about Greg Bird. Like, people are wondering, what are you going to do when Greg Bird comes back? But this is a guy that's always injured. And who knows when he's even coming back? What's the latest on Greg Bird, Virginia?
Yeah, at this point, I think Greg Bird is just a player we can't really trust, even when he does come back. Right now, he's recovering from that ankle surgery to remove a bone spur. Last year, he had a bone spur and calcium to remove. There's just a lot going on. His ankle. So right now he's still high risk. He's a couple weeks away from optimal recovery time, so he can start really picking up his workouts on the field. But it's not looking good. He's probably going to be a high risk through the All-Star, even when he does.
There you go. So there you go. There's just no way to trust Greg Bird right now at all.
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either. Virginia Zakas, Inside Injuries. It has been a blast. We appreciate it. I know they give you like way too many players, but that's okay. Virginia, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Awesome.
Bye, Virginia.
Bye.
Send our regards to Dr. A. Hopefully he's not watching.
Or don't.
Yet.
Or don't.
All right. Let's continue moving along, shall we? I have some notes still that we didn't get to in the first set of questions. First of all, I wanted to end the first segment. We got in some other stuff, Matt. Dan Vogelbach his reign has ended for now.
Time to say goodbye.
Sorry.
But Ryan Healy is actually going to be a baseball player now. And look, he's a guy that's got pop. They went out and got him. He's finally healthy. And it's not a bad lineup to be in.
That's true, but I mean, what are you going to do with your Dan Vogelbach? How much do you believe in Dan Vogelbach?
Oh, no, I have him in AL only. He was my corner guy.
You don't
as far as a 15-team league.
You drop him in AL only, though?
No. I'm not going to drop him in AL only, but in a 15-team league, if I had him for that short span, I might have dropped him last week. You know, he hit that one majestic, that one home run he did hit was.
Yes.
That and was a sight to see.
We had updates. We were here together, I think, the day after he hit it. It was beautiful.
It was.
I'll never forget it.
Neither will I.
Greg, yes. Eugenio Suarez is
hey,
back.
Eugenio Suarez. Right, you're lucky Jake's not here.
All right, Jake.
I am.
Yeah.
Oh! The background beast.
How excited are we, Greggy?
I'm excited, man. I like it. Yeah, Eugenio
I
want
him like, all my leagues.
He's a good player.
He's an excellent player.
I like him.
Right, that's our hard-hitting analysis.
They didn't bring up Nick Senzel, man. I like it, Eugenio Suarez. I'm in.
Jake, do you feel like the Nick Senzel thing, like, what's his timeline now? It looked like we might have something, but now it's, oh, well, Suarez is back, so what are you going to do?
Exactly. What are you going to do? They can't find a spot for him. They were trying him different places in AAA and AA and trying to get him to move around. So who knows at this point? I don't know if he's going to get a debut. Maybe even something clears up the trade deadline because they're not contending this year, and that helps things out. But, I mean, they got log jams everywhere right now, which is crazy because they're not that talented.
Jakey, how about this one? First of all, you take that back about the Cincinnati Reds. Secondly, if you're the owner of Nick Senzel, and you're also the
owner... We're going with Senzel, huh?
That's Senzel, I think it's Senzel.
Jake?
I kind of feel like this is yesterday with the same thing you were giving me crap for, is the way that Nando draws it out. Senzel. Like, it's not just Senzel. It's just Senzel.
Exactly. I think Senzel is how it's supposed to be pronounced.
Are you sure?
No. Why would I know how you're supposed to pronounce his name? I just go with Senzel. It feels good. I forgot my question. Oh, all right, Jake. If you have him and you have Nimmo, which one do you keep if you got to make a roster move?
Nimmo. At least I know he's in the majors.
Yeah, but I mean, in a month.
Jay Bruce is just waiting because he's end up in the DL at this point with that foot.
What do you think, Matt?
I'm going to keep Nick Senzel. I agree with Jake that it's...
It's Senzel.
Senzel. I'm gonna think maybe it's not until June, that first week now. There's obviously, if he was going to come up, they were playing him at third. They'll probably move him to short or second now, play him there. Look, they're going to want to have people come to the ballpark, too. And as you can see, you know, these young kids, the Mets did it for years. You bring up the young players, it gets some sort of excitement. And I think the kid's pretty much ready, too. I mean, so.
All right.
Unfortunately, we're going to have to wait another 4 to 6 weeks when we thought maybe it was a week or imminent, and that didn't happen.
By the way. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Greg.
I was going to answer the question.
Oh. Well, go ahead. Yeah, and then I'll give my
bye. If you have a different question.
No, there's just a lot of people walking by, and I think I figured it's because it's a beautiful day outside. It's people coming to the roof deck.
Well, yeah, 100%.
I'm like, why is it so jam-packed here all of a sudden?
Well, you leave work early when I go drink and eat outside.
I don't even know. I think it's just lunch still.
Well, yeah, you
people who are too cool for Chipotle.
I like Chipotle, man. It was good.
It's draft day, and they have an event here. By the way, I don't know if like people know where we're broadcasting out of, but...
Why don't you tell them?
We're at Rockin' Riley's in New York City in the Renaissance Midtown Hotel. And where I'm like dead straight looking at... There's a glass wall, and then there's the restaurant. And then people have to walk by, and they always look in. But it's like packed. Like usually on a day like today, you know, two or three tables are filled, especially now during our show. And it's like everyone in the world is walking by looking in.
That is true.
But I think it's because it's a beautiful day, sun's out, and we have a roof deck.
It's nice.
Anyway,
it's nice.
Greggy.
So, anyway, I would rather have Nick Senzel on my team than Brandon Nimmo.
All right.
I believe that Nick Senzel is a top prospect. He's going to find his role with Cincinnati. Maybe he didn't come in April, and that's fine with Eugenio Suarez. And I completely recognize that there's no spot for him. And Jake's responsible. Listen, Brandon Nimmo's in the majors. Brandon Nimmo literally will not have a spot unless any of these guys get hurt. Nick Senzel will. I think they will find a way to get Senzel, if that's what we're going with, Senzel, in the lineup. Like, I don't know if it's Suarez. I don't know if it's Peraza. I don't know what the deal is. Jeanette. One of these guys are going to be forced to move at some point this year for Nick Senzel. I don't think we can say the same for Nimmo. That's all.
All it's going to take is one injury. That's what I'm saying.
You're right. But I don't think you need an injury for Senzel. I think at some point they're going to move someone.
No, you just need a trade. there's nowhere to put him.
Or a benching.
Yeah, well, but I think at some point, it's not like Scooter Gennett or...
Correct.
Jose,
it's not in the long-term future.
He's going to ultimately block
him. Yeah, but... Well, no, Peraza is, because they still want him for his speed. Jeanette, I'll agree with, but the fact is he's still trying to learn the position, and his defense is terrible so far.
I don't think Peraza is a very good major league player, but that's me.
Well, if I can get us off Peraza for a second, let's just go back to say you're both right. Say room is made for Nimmo and Senzel in a month. So I think this becomes more of a question of what wins out here. Is it skill or is it opportunity? Because, I mean, everyone here seems to be arguing kind of both. So let's just say things happen where a month from today, they're both full-time regular players in Major League Baseball. Which one do you want, Matt?
I love what Brandon Nimmo is doing at the plate and all that. But from what I've, you know, read and kept up with Senzel, I think he's the guy to go with. I think he can steal some bases. He's got pop. He's got a better hit tool. So I'm going to go with him. I'm going to go with the pedigree guy. I know Nimmo was, what, the 14th pick overall. They took him over Jose Fernandez. I'll never forget that.
Right.
Unfortunate.
Yeah. Greg, are you okay with that? You Senzel over Nimmo, or does it not matter to you?
I said Senzel over Nimmo.
I know, but I'm just saying if all things were equal, like without all these ifs
yes,
and ands and buts.
Absolutely,
I want. Absolutely. Yeah, okay. Yes. All right. Yes. All
right. Jakey, I feel bad if I don't ask you to.
Yeah, but it's because I'm going to take Nimmo.
Interesting.
It's bad. If you told me both of them are going to have that every single day, well, yeah, I'd like Senzel. Look, if you told me 2 years
well,
from now.
That's a scenario we're operating in right now.
Right. Yeah. But I'm saying if you told me next year or 2 years from now, I'll take Senzel. But the fact is, as of today, I know what Nimmo is. And Nimmo at the top of that lineup in front of Cespedes, I think that's what the Mets should have been doing for the entire year. And I'll take that over. Senzel could be coming in and batting seventh, as we've seen so far. And yes, his hit tool is definitely projected, as I agree with. I wrote about him in the preseason. I agree with what Matt said. But we're rejecting, at least we already have a table for Nimmo. We already have somebody who hit 300 and do 10 and 10 at the top of that lineup.
Maybe I'm wrong, but weren't you guys who was kind of high on him stealing some bases as well?
Senzel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's why for the fantasy purposes, I'm going to go that route. And if he hits, he's not going to bat seventh for one. That's the philosophy I'm going to. Look, I really like Brandon Nimmo. I think he should be leading off for the Mets every day. Playing, but it's important.
Well, you gotta remember, you gotta look at these teams and look at the Reds have plenty of options. And look, I mean, Malik Smith has been hit for how long now? And he's still batting eight.
Yeah, but I mean, I think he's a much. And the other thing, too, is I think Billy Hamilton's gonna get moved. I think this is gonna be a completely different Reds team. Just come like, you know, whatever, July.
Well, they got a new manager. August. I mean, you know, that's gonna inform something.
But he seems to still be managing like
Brian Price.
Yeah.
Yeah, there hasn't been any kind of like sea change in the lineup.
Yeah.
When Molly had that, once he gave up a hit, then he gave up a run.
Yeah.
Take the guy out. He's had a couple of bad outings before that, left him in, gave up another four runs or something.
Molly.
There it is.
There it is.
I'm surprised you didn't say Nimmo.
I did. I said Nimmo like 15 times, but you guys keep saying it wrong.
I say Nimmo.
I'm saying Nimmo.
Too.
Only one person.
No, you said Nimmo twice, Nando.
I wouldn't have said that. That's right. It's Nimmo in Italian. We're going to take
a
quick break. Two-star pitchers coming up next.
Game time decisions.
I found some of Mel Kiper's draft proclamations over the years. Let's go back to 1998. The number one overall prospect, Andre Wadsworth. Charles Woodson, 2. Peyton Manning, 3. Ryan Leaf, 4. All right. This is more modern. 2012. You know, like after the draft when the experts do the
grades? Oh, yeah. The grades are the best.
C- for the Seattle Seahawks after they draft Bobby Wagner, Bruce Irvin, and Russell Wilson.
Weekdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Thanks.
I think someone has a crush on you.
Okay, who?
Let's make a game of it. One of these is a lie. He's 6'4". He collects stuffed exotic birds. He spends his free time trying to save lives.
Are you talking about Kevin?
Yeah! He's a registered bone marrow donor. Last week he got a call. He might be a match.
He's so cute. Oh, yes.
You could be a life-saving match for a patient with blood cancer. Learn more at dkms.org.
Fantasy.
Freestyle. Darnold, who I like. On Rosen. Dude is slow. In this day and age in the NFL, dude will get concussed. Allen, people think he's Big Ben. People think he's Carson Wentz. I think he's a B-U-S-T all over him. Wyoming, who are you playing against? I understand the Wentz idea, but I would stay away from him. I like Darnold. I like Mayfield. I also think that if Lamar Jackson winds up with the right team, he can be an absolutely dynamic weapon.
Listen live on the FNTSY Radio Network and on popular podcast providers.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
Welcome back, everybody. FST, Greg Sussman, Matt Medica, Jake the Beast Seeley. The people are talking, Jake. We just got a tweet. We got your head kind of photoshopped onto a beast picture. Does that excite
you? I saw it. It was awful.
I don't think it's awful. I think it's awesome. Thanks, Matthew Cohen on Twitter.
He's very good at those things.
It was awesome.
He's good.
By the way, from my seat here, looking out at the bar, Jake Seeley's on all the TVs when he's talking. And I just wonder if, like, there are people sitting here, like maybe some young ladies who are like, I wonder who that is.
He's got the Tony Manero hairdo today. He's all blown back.
I see it from far away.
I got a haircut and I haven't had time to do anything with it.
Oh, Jake. From where I'm sitting, it looks like he has frosted tips. No?
Light.
I can't tell.
We had the discussion the very first time I got the light above me.
Just go for it, Jake. And then, I got frosted tips, so what?
Maybe shut the hell up.
We should do like a Soul Globe commercial.
Yeah, right? Okay, let's get the two-star pitchers for next week so we can help people figure out what they're doing. I didn't print it out because the way I copy and paste it was like a billion pages long. I want to start where we often do, on the bottom. Because I don't think anyone cares. Like, all right, Max Scherzer's a two-star pitcher. Are you going to start him? But I think there's some interesting stuff down toward the bottom. Owned in 7% of leagues, Brandon Finnegan. Yes?
No.
Has Milwaukee and Miami.
No.
Is Milwaukee without Eric Thames.
I don't want Brandon Finnegan.
They're without their Thames.
I like the sales pitch, though.
That changes everything.
I think he hits home runs.
What about Jesus Aguilar?
You're right. Don't start Brandon Finnegan next week because of that. Brandon Finnegan's a two-star pitcher, though. And if you're playing in a points league, you get two shots at all these points. And usually in these point leagues, you don't get a lot of negative points in the points leagues, I've noticed. You don't have a pitcher who went -5 unless he really is a disaster.
The fact that he's got Miami has some appeal here, but let's hear the other names first before I can give an endorsement.
Well, I mean, he's kind of toward the bottom of the list. Jason Hamill, Jordan Zimmermann, Matt Moore. Jakey, if I made you pick one of those three, which one would you pick?
None. I don't care about make me pick anything. I'm not picking any of them. You're going to ruin
Brandon
your team.
Finnegan.
Are we going to have to do this again? Jake, you wake up tomorrow.
No, because you want me to have people ruin their teams. No, I want none of them.
They might not be ruining them. They might be looking at this, and these are the three best players allowed or available.
So you go with a one-star pitcher.
What if the one-star pitcher is Robert Stevenson?
No, stop.
People play in these leagues, Jake.
Okay, so go pick up Gazelman. You don't ruin your team just because these are the only guys out there.
Jake, would you rather start Charlie Morton or Zach Greinke?
Did I say we have to jump to the top two tiers? No, but if this is what's out there, then go ahead and play in a different league because you're going to ruin your team.
It's interesting you consider Zach Greinke second tier.
Yeah.
All right.
I will say that I would rather have Brandon Finnegan than any of those three.
Really? Really? And I mean, these are two guys who have three ERAs in their last three games, too. Interesting. By the way, it is Matt Moore. How the mighty have fallen, man. Matt Moore, 3.18 ERA in his last three games, Greg.
He's very bad.
He had one revenge game.
There's one that you didn't mention that has a bad road start that I would definitively take over anybody you even mentioned yet, and that's Brandon McCarthy.
I haven't made my way up to Brandon McCarthy yet.
He starts at the bottom, Jay. Come on.
Brandon McCarthy hasn't even shown up yet. Oh, you're saying it's probably McCarthy, Colorado?
Oh, Brandon McCarthy is going to be at Philly on Sunday, and then I thought that was Monday. So he's only got one. Never mind. I thought it was Monday.
The Beast.
I thought it was Monday.
Following
he's
his instincts.
There you go.
Always trust the spreadsheet, Jake.
Okay.
All right. Two-star pitchers moving up a little higher. And Matt Whistler's a two-star pitcher next week. He's got the Mets and he's got San Francisco,
did
Matt.
Did you see what Matt Wilson did last night?
He struck nobody out. Zero strikeouts.
He had like 12 base runners.
Matt Whistler, he was terrible yesterday.
All right. Let's just look. There's a reason these guys are at the bottom. Jake Seeley. I got Kyle Gibson and Andrew Triggs, both of the two-star starts next week. Kyle Gibson versus Toronto and at the White Sox. Andrew Triggs at Seattle and versus Baltimore.
Triggs.
Would you start Triggs over Ivan Nova? Well, I think he might also have two starts, but let's say he was a one-star guy.
I would, yes, for the two starts.
Yeah.
Nova is one start, and he's at Washington, so no thank you.
No thank you which way?
Who's the no thank you?
Oh. I'm not touching Nova in Washington.
All right.
So you go with the Triggs two stars.
So you go with the Triggs two stars. How about Kyle Gibson versus one star Nova?
Same. I would go Gibson.
Yeah, I don't like Kyle Gibson, but I'd also probably go Gibson.
I'd go Gibson over Nova.
All right. Let's get up to another tier. Second tier pitcher Lucas Giolito. I'm just kidding. But he's being dropped left and right. By the way, crazy stat that I wanted to bring up later. I'm going to bring it up now because it's. Matt Harvey's been dropped in more leagues than Taijuan Walker. Like the frequency of it. I think Matt Harvey's been dropped in like 38% of leagues, Taijuan Walker in like 29.
Taijuan Walker's doing less damage to your fantasy team than Matt Harvey is.
That's as funny as it is. But also, people put Taijuan Walker in the DL. Some people do that despite the fact that it makes no sense to do it.
Jakey, you are the king of all rankings. Rank these three two-star pitchers for me. Lucas Giolito is at St. Louis and against Minnesota. Alex Cobb is at the Angels and at Oakland. And Marco Estrada is at Minnesota and Tampa Bay.
Okay, Marco Estrada is number one, and I wouldn't even care who he was facing.
Really? We still like Marco Estrada?
Oh, it was Marco.
Better than those other two options. Yeah, Alex Cobb, who got destroyed in his first game back. Giolito's looked god-awful. I wouldn't start either of them. Again, I'll rank them. I'll go Cobb second, but I'm not. You're going to ruin your team again. Don't touch either one of them.
So, Jake, would you start Triggs over all those names I just gave you?
Yes, and Gibson.
Okay, Matt.
Alex Cobb. I'll give him credit. He got that $57 million somehow. So
he's a good pitcher.
Shout out to him. He was good like 3 years ago.
He got hurt.
That's what I'm saying. Before he got hurt, he was a really good pitcher.
Lance Lynn owned in 63.
I was just about to say, look at Lance Lynn. This whole not having spring training does matter for pitchers.
By the way, I have an update. I think Joey Votto just homered in three consecutive games.
That is correct.
I believe I just mushed Sean Newcomb during the break. He was up 4-0 with six strikeouts, and now it's 4-4.
But at least you didn't bring up a guy who doesn't have two starts and a two-star pitcher. That's unforgivable. The Beast. Greggy.
Yes, sir.
Do that. Crash, you're thrown out.
CBS has Jordan Montgomery listed as a two-star pitcher here at Houston and versus Cleveland. Those are not two teams you want to have your two starts against.
No.
But those are two starts nonetheless.
Two starts, and he pitches for a good team. They can score a bunch of runs for him. Maybe steal a win. And he's not bad.
Would you say, Jakey?
Said it. He's a solid pitcher.
Yeah, he's not bad, man. But those are the two worst teams you could face. Two worst teams you probably face.
As of right now, Steven Matz is going to pitch on Tuesday. Atlanta, and then he's home against Colorado.
You don't know that Steven Matz will make both those starts.
Well, I believe they said
Matt
he's going to start
Tuesday. Could be starting next weekend.
I saw Roto World up.
Matt Harvey could be starting next weekend.
Callaway came out today and said he's not coming out of the rotation.
Yeah, but he said the same thing about Harvey until 1 start later, Harvey was out of the rotation.
You know what's crazy?
Yeah, but they don't have Matz. Where's he going to go? He's not going to do anything better in the bullpen. He's Matz.
Does that mean he's bad, or does that mean he's a starter?
He's subpar at this point. The injuries have obviously taken a toll. He hasn't looked like he has since the last probably two injuries before that. He's never even got back to the excitement that he had when he was out there with his grandpa. He hasn't looked like that same pitcher since.
You know what this means?
That he's going to be awesome?
It's just a matter of time before Seth Lugo gets a chance in the rotation.
But you know, everything I heard from
but
Mets
it's the same
fans.
Problem.
Seth Lugo's been a great reliever, hasn't he?
I know, but if you put Lugo and Gazelman back in the rotation and Matz and Harvey and anybody in the boat, it's going to be the same issue. You're scratching one thing to fix another, and it's just or whatever you want to say. I don't think it's going to be anything better.
I don't think you can take Gazelman out of the bullpen. I think he's thriving in that. I think he's better apt for the bullpen. I think he's more of a two-pitch kind of guy. I think Lugo has a chance to survive in that rotation and be one of the back, like after that stout top two we have, you know, he could be one of those next three guys.
All right. The rest of the two-star pitchers are actually pretty good. I mean, they're all, this is all 80% and own more. You guys ruined all the fun of the not-great two-star pitchers, so thanks for that.
No, we just don't want people to lose their leagues.
But, I mean, if they're making decisions on some of these guys, like maybe there are some diamonds in the roughs. Like Chacin at Cincinnati versus Pittsburgh.
No, some weeks there are. These are not them.
In his last three, Chacin has a 1.72 ERA, 12 strikeouts, and 15 2/3 innings, and a 2-0 record. Jakey.
No, this is how people come back and yell at us after they put him in their rotation, just like Chad Bettis, and they get 4 innings and 6 earned runs, and then they're all ticked off because they had 2 starts.
Or they come back and say thank you for highlighting.
No, they don't,
Brandon,
because Chad Bettis wasn't a good 2-start pitcher. Yeah,
I never said Chad Bettis.
I was against Chad Bettis. It was mentioned in a couple of leagues I was in, and I was like, no.
Leave me out of this Chad Bettis mess. But you know,
I'd still take Chad Bettis over all that nonsense you threw at the start.
Well, one thing I took away from that segment is I like Brandon Finnegan a lot better than most
than
of
you thought.
Do you really? Brandon Finnegan.
The names you were mentioning before, I would rather take a shot with him, especially with the Marlins.
He's got a fastball.
All right, let's do that then. Brandon Finnegan, 2-star pitcher versus Jordan Zimmermann, 2-star pitcher.
Finnegan.
Mm-hmm. Brandon Finnegan, 2-star pitcher versus Chad Kuhl, 2-star pitcher.
Finnegan.
And Kuhl has Washington and Milwaukee.
I'll ride with Finnegan.
How about Finnegan versus Gibson? Gibson's got Toronto and the White Sox.
Finnegan.
Oh, I'm forcing you guys to say Finnegan so much. This is great.
Yes, that's it.
Jake, stare into a mirror and say Finnegan 3 times and see what happens. How about Finnegan versus Cobb? Let me put him up against one of the heavyweights here.
I don't think it's a heavyweight yet.
He's owned 54% of leagues. Finnegan's owned 7.
That doesn't mean anything. He's owning 54% of leagues because of the name. Alex Cobb still isn't in form yet.
If you owned Finnegan and you loved him, would you start him ahead of Jake Feria?
I don't like Jake Feria, so it depends on who Feria's facing.
Feria's got at Detroit versus Toronto.
No, I'm starting Feria.
Feria has 18 strikeouts in his last 15 2/3 innings.
Yeah, he's coming around. I just think he was wildly overrated to start the year.
All right, how about the Finnegan versus Mats, Matty Bo?
Who does Mats have?
Steven Mats has Atlanta and Colorado. He's got Colorado at home.
He just got beat up by Atlanta.
You know what? I'll ride with Mats. It's a toss-up.
That's where the line is drawn.
It's pretty much a coin flip there.
Greg, you're right.
I'll
you've been
go
quiet.
Mats.
Hey, you're going to me, man.
I thought you just pop in. Like, I'm sorry. I didn't.
No, don't worry about it.
Greg, specifically you.
Yeah.
Brandon Finnegan or Alex Cobb? Alex Cobb's got the Angels.
I'll go
and
Brandon
open.
Finnegan.
All right. By the way, I think we got to say goodbye to everyone watching digitally.
Probably so.
Our friends watching us on YouTube, Twitch, Periscope, and probably not Facebook. I don't think we ran Facebook today for this. Anyway, thank you for joining us. Tomorrow, we're going to have the Red Felt break, so we're going to go through the Bowman cards tomorrow and get in some minor leaguers. Bowman cards are fun.
We have a court break tomorrow.
That's what I just said.
But it's not minor league.
Yeah, this is Bowman. It's minor leaguers. Prospects.
That's what the cards are tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. It's amazing.
It's not what I thought they were.
Invented a game with the Bowman packs last year.
Wait. Hold on. Are you going to be here for that?
Possibly. I might be at Chipotle. I don't know.
I believe you're not.
Matty Moe said he's going to be here for it.
I believe you're not. So who knows? So we will not be talking about those people.
Well, so, we have no choice. Have you? The Chipotle con queso.
Yeah.
Thumbs up or thumbs down?
The queso? The side of queso?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, it's awful.
It's not too good. I will say with a warm tortilla.
I'm going thumb middle. I don't think it's thumbs down.
It's tasteless.
Very gladiator of
you. I know. I don't think it's thumbs down.
Oh, it's the bar.
It's definitely not thumbs up. I would say it's definitely not thumbs up.
I'll agree with Sussman on this. Like I said, you got to get the warm tortilla with it.
It grows on you a little bit.
I agree. I'm not a fan, but
I disagree.
Exactly.
It's got no taste, which is disappointing because it's Chipotle, and that's the one thing. Like I love Moe's because it's got so many options. The one thing that they have over Moe's is the taste and the quality of the meat. But when it comes to the queso, they wildly missed the mark.
That was like my pretzel bites last night. If it wasn't for that cheese, it was like eating cardboard, but I kept dunking them.
Matty Moe can start a blog about the food at at movie theaters. It's very impressive, like comparing. I never heard of iced Coke.
Frozen Cokes.
I never heard of that.
Well, Icy's.
There's just Icy's with Coke instead. You go to 7-Eleven to get those.
Yeah.
Slurpees.
Oh, you could have said a Slurpee. Well, then you said a frozen Coke. I thought your movie theater did like something crazy.
No.
Like the bottles were in freezers.
Just Coke, Slurpees. Same thing.
Jake, when are you going to see Avengers?
Saturday night.
It's weird you wouldn't go tonight. After
because
the draft.
Because the draft is tonight, tomorrow night.
Midnight show, Jake.
Yeah, I'm not 24 anymore.
You can't stay up until 2:30. I was up till 4 last weekend. It's a good time.
Good time.
It was an accident. Yeah, it was a good time. Thank God for Uber receipts. Right?
Like anyway. The time when you went up the block to the pizzeria?
Let's finish the show up with Matt Harvey. Let me tell you. Matt Harvey. XFIP is 3.66. That was all. I forgot you were there for that. When Chris Vaccaro maybe taking Uber 10 feet.
I wasn't, but I've heard the story.
Yeah, it's oh, you were. Okay. You were there in spirit then.
In spirit.
XFIP 3.66. Home run to fly ball rate is out of control, 20%. Last year was 20.6%. He's got a 324 BABIP. Line drive percentage is high this year. Hard hit percentage, 44.9%, which is a career high, ungodly number. Velocity was way down, 92.9 mile per hour on his fastball. So I'm like, let me go look at the game log because he's been converted to the bullpen. 90.7 his first game, 93.9, 93.5, 93.0. And you know what it was, Matty Mo, when he went two innings and two strikeouts out of the bullpen a couple nights ago?
It was up two miles an hour?
94.4.
I think he's got to find himself here, though.
I think that's what he's going to do.
Yeah, no, I'm all for this bullpen. I think it's something he has to do. It's like a last resort. I think he needs some confidence, too. It's kind of like when you watch Moneyball, the scout was like, he's got an ugly girlfriend, so he doesn't have confidence and stuff. Matt Harvey needs a hot girlfriend and some confidence.
He might have one for all we know.
Yeah, he probably does, but...
Jake, in a month and a half from now, what's Matt Harvey going to look like?
A disheveled mess.
Well, he's not. You don't think he's going to write himself in the bullpen, get the velocity back? I'm be like, all right, I forgot how to do this, but now I'm good again.
No, I think he's going to look like a curmudgeon old bastard at the bullpen.
Wow.
The one good thing I would say he won't look like is Fat Harvey. That was the most depressing thing ever. But he was
he won't look like a starter.
You know, Greg, you think, yeah. I mean, is it like just human nature would maybe say that Harvey goes to the bullpen.
Yeah.
He's already throwing harder in his first appearance in the bullpen.
As expected.
Gets that velocity back up. Remembers what it's like to throw 95.
Right.
And be like, oh, dude, I got it. I'm dominant now in the bullpen. Stretch me out.
I think there's a better chance that he becomes almost like a Lugo or Gazelman than a dominant starter again.
The Mets manager was the pitching coach for Carlos Carrasco.
Yes, he was.
Danny Salazar. Absolutely. All these guys.
He also didn't have somebody as bullheaded as Harvey.
So I think that's also important.
You don't
right?
know Carlos Carrasco.
Harvey won't talk to the reporters right now.
So I'll say this, right? Matt Harvey, the one name you didn't mention that Mickey Callaway also has that I think is probably a better example, maybe Trevor Bauer.
Trevor Bauer.
Yeah. He may be Trevor Bauer because Trevor Bauer is super hard headed as well. And there's a whole article on him. It came out yesterday.
I sort of tweet on that.
Yeah, and he like responded to it about how he's like a terrible teammate and he's all in his own head.
Bauer Harvey?
Trevor Bauer. Oh. And how he needed to work on it. And then Trevor Bauer like contributed to the article and like responded how it's a really good take on it. And I think Matt Harvey kind of needs to be like Bauer and be very, very open to that in order for him to be better.
Just to make a rap video.
As a Twins in a 2
Go Bills! Go Bills!
All right, thanks everybody for joining us. Enjoy the draft tonight. Make sure you check out Jake Seeley's continued coverage of the draft. We'll be live here at 7 o'clock. Fantasy Best Friends Forever is next at 2. Matty Mo, who do you want?
I don't know. Baker Mayfield's who I want, but him or Darnold, one of those.
Save!
Saquon Barkley.
No!
Bye, everybody. No! Thanks for joining us.